بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله تعالى سدنا القرآن فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. This Quranic verse 176 of Surah Al-A'raf means, O Muhammad, tell the stories of the previous blasphemers so that they, the blasphemers of your time, may reflect. In the Honorable Quran, numerous are the stories that tell about the previous nations. Those who are guided and follow the Messenger of Allah, Allah will endow them with power on earth. Those who disbelieve and turn away from the call of the prophets will be an example for others to be warned and learn from. Our hope is that with mentioning these stories derived from the noble Quran, learn the lessons from them. We ask Allah to grant us the ability to perform the acceptable good deeds. Ameen. The story of the people of the cave in the Honorable Quran in Surah Al-Kahf. It includes lessons, signs, and evidences that all testify to the great power of Allah Ta'ala and His wisdom in managing His creations. As narrated, the details of the story as follows. A king named Duqyanus ordered the people in his territory, Afsus, nowadays Turkey, to worship the idols. One day, one of the disciples of Isa alayhi salam visited that city. This man was a Muslim calling to the religion of Islam. He worked in a public bath where people used to bathe. When the bath owner sensed the blessings of that worker, he put him in charge of all the work to be done. Later on, this disciple became acquainted with some youngsters in the city. He taught them the knowledge of oneness of Allah, Tawheed, and about deeming him clear of having a child, possessing a form, or being designated with a place, that Allah does not need a partner, does not have a son, and he is clear from being a shape or a form, and that Allah is not contained in a place. He exists without a place. He invited them to Islam. They believed in Allah and converted to Islam. They practiced the religion and followed its rules. The story of those youngsters who became devoted to the religion of Islam and to the worship of Allah alone became well known. The king was informed about them and was told, "Those people left your religion and mocked and defied your idols." So the king called them to his court and ordered them to leave Islam. He threatened them with killing if they declined. He claimed that they were young and they did not have mature mind. Hence, he did not want to kill them immediately. Instead, he wanted to give them enough time to think before he would carry out his threat. Then he sent them back to their homes. In the meantime, King Duqyanus traveled. Those young men took advantage of his departure and consulted each other about running away to rescue their faith in their religion. One of them said, "I know a cave in the mountain. My father used to secure the sheep in it. Let us go there and hide until Allah grants us victory." They all agreed to that idea. They went outside playing and rolling the ball in front of them so that nobody would notice them. Then they fled. There were seven of them. Makaslamin, Amlicha, Maratonis, Yanyunis, Sazamunis, Dawanawanis, and Kashfitit. A barking dog named Qitmir followed them. Worried that the non-believers might hear his barking and know of their place, they threw stones at the dog and pushed it away more than once. Every time the dog returned, At the end, the dog raised its front paws up to the sky as if making supplication to the sky, which is the place of mercy. With the help of Allah, it said, "O people, why are you driving me away? Why are you hitting me? Do not be scared of me. I do not disbelieve in Allah." As a result, the young men were certain that Allah, by His mercy, would protect them from harm. They sought refuge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and started making dua, supplication to Him, and said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا, which means, O Allah, grant us mercy from You and prepare, create good matters for us. So they continued walking until they reached the cave. There they found fruits and water. They ate and drank. Then they laid down to rest. A few moments later, they felt sleepy. Their heads dropped down and they slept heavily on the floor with their eyes open. Night after day, years passed, one after the other, and the young men were in slumber, sound asleep. They were prevented from hearing anything by the will of Allah. The gust of the wind would not annoy them, and the rumble of the thunder would not awaken them. When the sun rose, it did not hit them with its high heat as a sign of their rank. When rising, it moved to the right of the cave, and when setting, it passed by its left. They did not get much of its heat or of its sunburns, neither at the beginning of the day nor at its end. As a result, their color did not change and their clothes did not wear out. Because their eyes were wide open, if one were to look at them, one would think them awake. In reality, they were heavy with sleep. Their eyes were left open because it was better for their eyes to be exposed to the air so that they would not get impaired with lengthy closure. It was also narrated that an honorable angel was in charge of turning them around. They were turned on their left and right sides twice a year, so their bodies would not decay. If one was to look at them, one would be frightened by them and run away. People could not see them and could not approach them. After 309 years of sleep, Allah woke them up. They could not stand the hunger they had. They asked one another about the length of their stay. One of them said, "We stayed one day or less than a day." Another one said, "We went to sleep this morning and now the sun is getting ready to set." The fourth one said, "Let us stop wandering. Allah knows best how long we stayed. Anyhow, let us send one of us with some money to bring us some food." That person must be alert and smart. No one should recognize him or else he would be followed. Then King Duqyanus and his followers would be told. They would know of our place and would inflict various types of torture on us until they deviate us from our religion. After the hundreds of years that had passed, King Duqyanus passed away. A pious Muslim king replaced him. The people of the city at that time were in disagreement regarding the gathering and the resurrection bath of the bodies. Some people had doubts about it and thought that it was very unlikely to happen. They said that only souls would be gathered. However, the bodies will be decayed in the soil. And some of them said, "But body and soul will be equally resurrected." The king became distressed and a quarrel was about to happen. So he made a supplication to ask Allah to make showing the proof of the truth easy. At the time, Amlicha, one of them in the cave who was sent in search of food, reached the city of Afsus. He was fearful and watchful. The changes in the landmarks and the structure of the buildings surprised him. That area used to be an open land for the sheep to graze. Now there were high castles. Other castles had collapsed. There were scenes he was not familiar with and faces he did not recognize. His eyes' glance were unstable. He looked confused and hesitant. Nervousness showed on him. Someone turned around and asked him, "Are you a stranger to the city? And what are you looking for?" He said, "I am not a stranger. I am looking for food to buy. I did not find the place where I used to buy food." The man held his hand and took him to the owner of the restaurant. Amlicha took his money out and gave it to the seller. The seller wondered because the money had the picture of King Duqyanus on it. That king died 300 or more years before. He thought Amlicha discovered a treasure and that he had a wealth of money in his possession. People gathered around Amlicha and took him to the king that was righteous. The news of Amlicha reached the king before his own arrival. The king was in fact waiting for him eagerly because he had heard the story of the youngsters from his grandfather. When Amlicha came, the king asked him about his story. So Amlicha told him what happened to him and his friends. The king was pleased with that and said to his people, "Certainly Allah sent you a sign to show the truth about what you defer." The king, along with the people of the city, walked with Amlicha. When they approached the cave, Amlicha said, "I will go inside first so that my friends do not get scared." He went inside and informed his friends of what happened. He told them that King Duqyanus passed away and that the present king was a pious Muslim. They were happy with the news and then went outside, greeted the king. Then they went back into their cave. When the people who doubted resurrection saw them, they gave up their incorrect belief and believed that the correct conviction is that the gathering of people, al-Ba'th, on the Day of Judgment happens by both body and soul. After that, Allah concealed the cave and its trace from the sight of them. Some of the believers said, "Build a structure that would stand as a landmark and a memorial of their location." Others said, "Build a mosque for one to seek blessings at their place." Subhanallah and Tabarakallah. The story of the people of the cave went as we described. Allah made it for people as a reminder, a lesson, and a proof of His great power. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of all the prophets, and to keep our faith and iman firm in Allah, the creator of all the creations, the Almighty, the one that does not need any of His creations, the one that has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a form. He does not resemble the creations in any way. He has the power to do whatever He wills. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us paradise and to gather us with the prophets and the pious ones. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.